USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department just releasing its weekly jobless claims report. Initial claims totaled 1.3 million last week. That was 99,000 fewer than the week before. The number of new claims keeps going down, but continuing claims are totaling still over 18 million. States with the biggest increase in first-time claims last week included Michigan, Indiana, and Texas. The biggest declines were in Oklahoma, Florida, and Maryland. Newly released transcripts show George Floyd told Minneapolis police officers he couldn't breathe more than 20 times before he died. The documents from the department's body cam footage confirming Floyd's interactions with officers when one of the officers, who now faces a murder charge, knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff started coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr acknowledging that African Americans do get unfair treatment from many police agencies. Barr gave an exclusive interview to ABC News this week and said communities of color are often policed differently from white communities. The AG saying, quote, "I think it's something that we definitely must address." President Trump says the U.S. and Mexico share the same values. During a visit to the White House yesterday by the Mexican president, the two released a joint statement concerning the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. President Trump saying,
"Mr. President, I'm certain that together we can unlock a future of even greater potential for our children, prosperity for our people, safety for our citizens, and pride for our countries."
The new trade deal replaces the NAFTA agreement between the three nations, which President Trump has repeatedly called a bad deal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new report claims Kanye West has been having a bipolar episode recently. The billionaire rapper did recently announce he's running for the White House, and he gave an interview to Forbes magazine this week in which he claimed, among other things, that vaccines are, quote, the mark of the beast, and that Planned Parenthood does, quote, the devil's work. Now TMZ says its Kanye sources are telling them that West is in the midst of a serious bipolar episode and that the family is very concerned. It says family members and those close to West are worried that this disorder is affecting his decision making. And the Wonder Years are coming back to us.
She's not my girlfriend.
This was true. Winnie Cooper was not my girlfriend. When we were very little, we used to go down to Harper's Woods and catch fireflies, but we really hadn't hung out at all together since we were about 9.
ABC announcing it's reviving that hit show, but this time it'll be focusing on a black family in 1960s Alabama. The original ran from 1988 to 1993 and starred Fred Savage, who's also always been against bringing the show back in its same form, but now the network says he's on board with this. In fact, he's listed as executive producer and is planning to direct the first episode. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.